弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
新年好。
Happy New Year.
让我们用一段神的话开始我们今年新年的这个敬拜。
We'll start our worship with the word of God.
以弗所书四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们用保罗的话来提醒我们大家。
We'll remind everyone with Paul's writing.
从第一节到第三节，我先用中文，然后麻烦 James 用英文。
Read verse 1 to 3.
我为主被囚的，劝你们。既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
我们用神这句话来提醒我们这一整年我们大家在一起服事的心态。
Use God's word to remind us how the attitude we should have as we serve Him.
我们将下面时间交给中文敬拜组。
We'll follow time to the worship team.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brother and sister, peace to you.
预备我们的心来敬拜我们的神，在诗篇第八篇一三四。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你荣耀彰显于天。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
Psalm number 8, verses 1, 3, and 4. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth! You have set your glory above the heavens. When I consider your heaven, the work of your fingers, the moon and the star, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
我们来将这首诗歌诸天宣扬。
Let's all sing, all heaven declares.
诸天宣扬复活之主的荣耀，谁能相比？我主圣洁美丽，从永远到永远，羔羊已掌权，尽我欢喜前来，向你屈膝敬拜，我要。宣扬复活之主的荣耀，悲伤羔羊，神能和好的总保，从永远到永远，羔羊已掌权。尽我欢喜前来，向你屈膝敬拜，诸天宣扬来敬拜我们的神。诸天宣扬复活之主的荣耀，谁能相比？我主圣洁美丽，从永远到永远，羔羊已掌权，尽我欢喜前来，向你屈膝敬拜，从永远到永远，他是神。从永远到永远，羔羊已掌权， 尽我欢喜前拿，向你屈膝敬拜。 Amen。 就像诗篇五十一篇所说的，主啊，让这新的一年里面我们能够重新与你有一个好的关系，能够求你造清洁的心，使我里面有正直的灵。
Psalm 51 verse 10 says, Create in me a new heart and renew a right spirit within me, so that we can have a great relationship with our Lord again.
我们来唱这首诗歌，为我造清洁的心。
So I'll sing, Create in me a new heart.
为我造清洁的心，哦主，使我重新有一真挚的灵。为我造清洁的心，哦主，使我重新有一真挚的灵，不要弃我离开你的面，哦主，不要从我收回你的圣灵，使我能够享有你救恩之乐，使我重新有一真挚的灵，为我造清洁的心，哦主，使我重新有一真挚的灵，为我造清洁的心，哦主，使我重新有一真挚的灵，不要弃我离开你的面，哦主，不要从我收回你的圣灵，使我能够享有你救恩之乐，使我重新有一真，求你，求你与我们同在。不要弃我离开你的面，哦主，不要从我收回你的圣灵，使我能够享有你救恩之乐，使我重新有一真挚的灵。让我们在这新的一年，我们能全教会就像一家人一样，我们跟我们自己说，主啊，你使用我们，让我们能够一起来荣耀你的名。
In this new year, let's all join together as a family. Tell our God that, Lord, you can use us to serve you, to glorify your name.
合为一来同心赞美我们的神，我们起来站，来站立站，赞美神。
当
生长在主里面，我们是一家人，合为一同心同声赞美万王之王。我唱阿爸父恩，尊荣一生你。我唱阿爸父恩，尊荣一生你。扬声唱，在主里面，我们是一家人。 意，同心同声赞美王王之王。我唱阿爸父啊，尊荣你生命。我唱阿爸父啊，尊荣。求主来帮助我们，来赞美，来荣耀你的名。扬声唱，在主里面我们是一家人。化为一，同心同声赞美万王之王。我唱阿爸父的尊荣与生命，我唱阿爸父的。主啊，我们帮助我们来荣耀你的名。我唱阿爸父的
后裔一生念，为信阿爸父的后裔一生念。
我们就一起来赞美我们神。我唱阿爸父。
是我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Yes, our heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
在2019年的第一个主日，我们众弟兄姐妹站在主的施恩座前来敬拜你。
The first Sunday of 2019, we can all stand here to worship you.
我们恳求主的圣灵从天而降，在我们当中来引领我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come from heaven to come among us.
主啊，每次当我们用心灵、用诚实来到你面前敬拜的时候，神啊，求你带领我们。
As we worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, we ask you to help us.
让我们竭力追求在主里面合而为一的心。
That we can have a united heart upon you.
让主你设立你自己的宝座在我们的会堂当中。
That you set up your throne in our meeting place here.
让这个聚会成为馨香之祭，献在你面前，蒙主你悦纳。
That our worship be a fragrant offering that may you be pleasing.
而主你是创造天地宇宙万物的主。
Lord, you are the one who created heaven and earth.
在持续更新，在日子变化当中，
the days and also environment change around us.
我们就依靠你。
We can depend on you.
特别是在这个末后的时代，我们要快跑来跟随主你。
Especially in this end days, we want to follow you.
主，我们是你的子民。
Lord, we are your people.
主啊，求你不要弃绝我们。
Lord, do not cast us away from you.
主啊，在这新的一年，仍然求主你用你的云柱跟火柱来引导你的百姓走向那迦南之地。
In this new year, we ask you continue to lead us with a pillar of cloud and fire to go into your promised land.
多少是我们向旷野的以色列百姓，我们硬着景象，主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, we often were like stubborn, like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness. We ask you to forgive us.
这个教会经过40年了。
Lord, this church has been 40 years now.
我们相信神，你还有你自己的美好的旨意在我们当中要成就。
We believe you have wonderful will to be fulfilled here in our church.
就求主你成就你一切的美意在我们当中。
We ask you to accomplish everything among us.
无论在2019年，我们要面对怎么样的挑战。
Regardless of the challenge we may face in 2019,
我们当然要跟随主你。
We want to follow you, Lord.
我们不离开主你。
We will not be apart from.
主啊，求你将我们的心紧紧的联合在一起。
So please unite our hearts together.
是为了你自己的国度。
For your kingdom.
是为了你自己的荣耀。
For your glory.
也是为主你在南湾华人基督教会你的名的被高举。
For your name may be lifted up here in CCCSB.
我们特别为今天来到你面前的每位弟兄姐妹来献上感谢。
We want to give thanks for every brother and sister come before you.
特别是在今天的早上的敬拜当中。
Especially in our worship service.
我们要用圣餐以主守圣餐来开始我们今年的聚会。
We'll have Holy Communion to start our worship service.
我们来分享主的身体跟宝血的时候，求你用你的身体跟宝血来喂养我们。
We'll share your body and your precious blood. May you feed us.
在今天的聚会当中，我们有新的执事们要就任。
today's meeting, we also have new deacons will be installed.
让我们的执事会成为一个属灵的团契，一同带领这个教会来往前走。
May our church board be a unity and move forward.
我们在今天聚会当中，我们有各团契的负责人的就任。
We also have installation for small group leaders.
主啊，求你赐下合一的心在我们当中。
Lord, we ask you for a united heart.
让我们在不同层次上来服侍你的时候，圣灵就是我们的头。
That as we serve you in the various capacity, you are our head.
圣灵就是我们的带领。
You are our leader.
耶和华是我们的牧者，我们必不致缺乏。
Our Lord is our shepherd, we will not need.
我们感谢主。
Lord, thank you.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Glory and praise be in your name.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
今天我们要一同守圣餐来见主耶稣基督的爱。
Today we will share our Holy Communion to remember the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们先请要服侍的弟兄姐妹到前面来。
First we ask all the deacons to come forward.
我们请坐的执事们到前面来。我想在一年的开始当中，我们用守圣餐来开始我们今年的聚会是非常有意义的。
Indeed, very meaningful to start the first Sunday of the year with Holy Communion.
因为每次经过圣餐的时候，我们看见耶稣基督在我们有生之年，他为我们所做的每一件事情。
That through the Holy Spirit, we can see what Jesus has done for us in His life.
就是耶稣基督借着死来成就他的拯救事工。
That through death, He was able to accomplish His plan of salvation.
他在十字架上被钉了，流出宝血来拯救我们。
He was nailed on the cross and bled for us.
让我们在享受他的身体跟宝血的时候，我们成为基督家里的人。
As we share his body and his precious blood, we become a family.
所以今天在分享圣餐之前，我们要用一节圣经来一起分享。
So today, before the Holy Communion, we'll share a passage.
特别是在约翰福音第六章的五十三节到五十六节。
Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses
53 to 57. 在那里，耶稣基督非常慎重地告诉我们。
There, Jesus said,
他说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里边。
I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
耶稣再次强调，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink.
耶稣说，吃我肉、喝我血的人，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood remains in me, and I in him.
当我们在念到这样的经文的时候，我们想到耶稣基督在葡萄树的比喻当中告诉我们的话。
So reading this passage reminds us of his parable about the vine.
他基督耶稣说，你们若藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
Jesus said, if you remain in me, I will remain in you.
藏在我里面，你们就能结果子，而且结得更多。
Remain in me, and you will bear fruit, abundant fruit.
因为离开我，你们什么都不能做了。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们感谢耶稣基督。
We want to thank our Lord Jesus.
他经常用他的身体，用他的血来喂养我们。
Continue to feed us through his body and his blood.
特别是在一年的开始当中，耶稣基督没有忘记我们。
Especially in the beginning of the year, our Lord Jesus did not forget us.
他再次用他的宝血，用他的身体来喂养我们。
Once again, he is nurturing us through his body and his blood.
好叫我们借着他成为一个合一的身体。
And through him, we can become a united body.
来荣耀他。
To glorify him.
让我们在2019年当中，我们可以经历到我们基督身体的奥秘。
In 2019, we can experience the ministry and the mystery of Jesus.
好像我们在转型中同苦同荣同乐。
As we transform together in suffering and in honoring and in rejoice.
特别是在我们主耶稣基督被卖那天晚上
，The night that Jesus was betrayed,
他拿起饼来祝谢的。
He took the cup.
我们在他的样式，我们一起来同心先来祷告。
Before that, let's pray first.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，在我们还做罪人的时候，你就这样爱我们。
Lord Jesus, I want to thank you while we're still sinners, you love us so.
站在新年的一年的开始，我们在你面前同心守圣餐。
In the beginning of the year, we want to come before here to share a holy communion.
主，当我们要拨开你的身体的时候，主啊，求你帮助我们，怜悯我们。
As we're going to break the bread together, please help us and have mercy on us.
主啊，当我们要喝你的宝血的时候，主啊，求你用你的血来洁净我们。
As we drink the cup, may you cleanse us with your blood.
让我们在成为一个蒙恩的罪人之后，能够快跑地跟随你。
That after we are saved, that we can continue to follow you.
求主借着这圣餐成为一个记号。
May this holy communion be a symbol.
成为一个合一的记号。
A symbol of unity.
成为一个恩典的记号。
Symbol of grace.
主啊，用你的身体跟宝血来喂养我们。
Continue to nurture us with your body and your blood.
成为一个身体。
We become one body.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，我们是一家人。
Just like the hymn we sang, we are one family.
阿爸父，求你来带领我们。
Abba Father, please lead us.
愿你的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May your glory and praise be to your name.
愿你的荣耀在你的身体在宝血当中来向我们彰显。
Glory be manifested in your blood.
让我们吃喝你的身体跟宝血之后，让我们的灵命可以被喂养，更成长得好。
We will take the body and the cup that make our spiritual life be more mature.
祷告感谢奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 咱们主耶稣被出卖那天晚上，他拿起饼来祝谢的，擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们打破的。”
The night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you."
你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后，他再拿起杯来说，这杯是在我的血所立的新约。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood."
你们喝的时候要这样纪念我。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼，喝这杯。是表明他的死，只等到他再来。
So whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
也就是说，我不再吃这饼，我不再喝这杯，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的日子。
So I will not eat this cup or drink this cup until the day that we share together in the kingdom of God.
这是神家的家宴。
This is a family banquet in God's kingdom.
我们欢迎一切已经受洗的弟兄姐妹来一同享受基督的身体跟宝血的喂养。
We welcome all brothers and sisters who are baptized to join us in the Holy Communion.
如果你还没有受洗，还不清楚这圣餐的意义，请你不要拿。
If you're not baptized yet, or if you do not understand the meaning of the Holy Communion, please do not take it.
也愿所有吃喝这身体跟宝血的多得着喂养。
And may those who take it be nurtured.
从主得着新的力量，奔走2019年的路程。
To receive more strength from our Lord, continue our journey in 2019.
耶稣说这是我的身体为你们打破的你们吃的时候要这样纪念我耶稣说这是我的身体为你们打破的你们吃的时候要这样纪念我耶稣说这是我的身体为你们打破的你们吃的时候要这样纪念我
This is my body broken for
我们来唱奇异恩典
Let's all sing Amazing Grace
你可以用你的喜欢唱的语言来唱来奇异恩典何等甘甜我最义的赦免欠我世上尽被寻回瞎眼睛的看见第二节That out my heart to fear and grace my first relief. How precious did thy grace appear.The I first speak 第二节再一次第二节再一次从头来好大恩典使我敬畏耶稣说这是我的身体为你打破的吃的时候要这样纪念我耶稣说这是我的身体为你打破的你吃的时候要这样纪念我耶稣说这是我的身体为你打破的你吃的时候这样纪念我耶稣说这是我的身体为你打破的你吃的时候要这样纪念我耶稣说这是我的身体为你打破的你吃的时候要这样纪念我耶稣说这是我的身体为你们打破的你们吃的时候要这样纪念我
so, This is my body which is for you Do this in remembrance of me
让我们大家一起来享用
Let's all take it together
饭后再拿起杯来说这杯是我的血所立的新约你们喝的时候要这样纪念我
In the same way, after supper, he took a cup and said, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
我们来唱第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
经过许多危险网络饱受人间苦楚慈恩令我平安度过他日归回天父第三节再次
Verse 3, one more time
Through many dangers, toils and snares We have already come 'Twas great that brought us and grace will lay dust from this gen.
Verse 4.
将来在天安居万年恩光，耶稣说这是我的宝血为你所流的，你喝的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说这是我的宝血为你所流的，你喝的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说这是我的宝血为你所流的，你喝的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说这是我的宝血为你所流的，你喝的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说这是我的宝血为你所流的，你喝的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说这是我的宝血为你所流的，你喝的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说拿去吃拿去喝，这是我的宝血为你所流的，是罪得赦。
This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. So your sin may be forgiven.
让我们一起来享用。
Let's take it together.
让我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你这样爱我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love.
你为我们来到这个世界上。
You come into this world for us.
成我们的救主。
Become our savior.
让我们在失落在迷失当中，因为认识你而回到神的家中。我们更感谢主，你为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Thank you for dying on the cross for our sin.
感谢主，你在三天之后为我们复活了。
Thank you that you were resurrected on the third day.
也感谢主，你回到天上。
Thank you that you returned to the
在圣父的身边。
On the right hand side of the Father.
将来你还要再来地上来迎接我们到那里去。
You will come back to take us back to heaven.
主啊，这个圣餐我们一直在等候。
Lord, as we take the holy communion, we're still waiting.
愿主你来。
May you come back again.
祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
接下来我们是我们的执事的就职。
Now we have an installation for our deacons.
在执事就职以前，我们要宣布一件事情。
Before that, we have one announcement.
就是我们已经选的我们的同工Julia 鱼。
Yeah, as we have elected our co-workers, Sister Julia 鱼。
因为健康的关系，她暂时不能担任这个事工。
For health reason, she cannot become a deacon.
请我们多多为她祷告。
So we'll continue to pray for her.
我们相信神还会再呼召她在我们的团体当中来做她要做的事情。
We believe God will continue to call her to do the things that God want her to do.
在这之前，我们要请所有的执事们到前面来。
This time we ask all the deacons to come forward.
我们要请普林在这段当中，我们来做翻译。我们这站在前面这些执事看起来都真的是很英俊。
And our deacons are so handsome standing before us.
而且很帅气。
And very humble and awesome.
转过去一下吧，转过去。
Would you please face the congregation?
给他们这个掌声，谢谢。
Thank you。
后面请转过来，谢谢你们。
So please face us again。
请你们来回答，很慎重来回答我以下要问你们几个问题。
Please answer all this question I'm going to ask you with honor and a very careful consideration。
你们相信上帝全能的父，又信耶稣基督上帝的独生子，并且。信圣灵吗?
Do you believe in God, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit?
你们要领受执事的职分，你们是否确认、确信这是来自上帝的呼召?
Do you wish to receive this deacon ministry? Do you believe that this is God's calling?
你们担任南湾华人基督教会的执事，是否愿意忠诚尽职，协助牧师来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会？
Are you willing to be the deacon of the Chinese Community Church of South Bay to be loyal and diligent to assist the pastor to glorify God and to serve this church? Are you willing to do so?
你们要担任南湾华人基督教会的执事，你们是否愿意坚信并遵守圣经的教导，按照教会信条、教会章程，活出教会信仰公约，来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会？
Are you in firm agreement with the pledge to the teaching of the Bible, uphold the statement of faith, church bylaws, and church covenant of CCCSB?
耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯他是主，凡有关教会的事务要依靠他来处理，你们是否愿意如此遵行？
Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church.We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church. Are you willing to do so?
好，在这个时候，我们要特别请我们的执事们来，在这个他们的那个执事的这个那个 certificate 上面来签名，来写中文跟英文。
So now I will ask all the deacons to sign your name on the deacon covenant, both in English and Chinese.
他们签完以后，我们要收回来为他们做护背。
So after they sign it, we're gonna make a laminate it to protect their covenant.
好，现在请每一个人，你拿你的所 sign 的这个 certificate， 你面对会众来祈念上面的话，用你熟悉的。
So now all the deacons, you're going to hold this covenant and use your best language as your preference to read what's on the covenant. Now, all congregation, please stand.
耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯他是主，凡有关教会的事务要依靠他来处理。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church.
第一个问题，我们南湾华人基督教会的会员是否愿意接受上帝借着我们所选出来的这些执事，在耶稣基督里来带领我们吗
？So my first question to you is, do we, the members of CCCSB, accept them as deacons chosen by God through the voice of this congregation to lead us in the way of Jesus Christ?
我们是否愿意鼓励他们，尊重他们的决定，并在侍奉耶稣基督教会的头的事上遵循他们的带领
？Do we agree to encourage them to respect their decisions and to follow as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is head of the church?
我们现在我们还有下有没有下一张的那个这张是什么？再上一张哦，好，就好。OK， 我们现在我代表我们来念一下我们这个信徒的立约的这些话语。
So I'm going to read the congregation covenant.
靠着主耶稣的恩典，我愿意顺服主的安排，接受执事们的职分，并经常为他们祷告。
By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I promise I will obey the Lord by accepting his appointments of these people to be our deacons and pray for them regularly.
遵照圣经的话，在主里支持主的仆人，与他们配合配搭合作，兴旺福音，建立教会。
Supported servants of the Lord in accordance with the teaching of the scripture and work closely with them to advance the cause of the gospel and the church.
我们请 Pastor Jay 来为执事们祷告。
Now I'd like to ask Pastor Jay to pray for the deacons. 我们一起祷告。
Father, we just come before you and we lift up this group of leaders, these men who haveagreed to serve our church.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，我们把这些执事们交托在你的手中。这些执事们，他就是愿意来侍奉你的。
Father, I pray that you give them grace and your wisdom as they lead in this coming year.
主耶稣，请你给他们恩典，也给他们智慧来侍奉你。
Father, as they join with us as the pastors.To lead the ministries here, I pray that there would be unity as we continue to serve you together.
主耶稣，我向祷告，但愿这些执事能够与我们牧者一起同工，一起来专心的侍奉你。
In that unity, I pray that you would challenge us to grow as Christians, as men in Christ.
以合一的心，主，我为着我们一起来，求我们能够一起是一个专心同心合一的同工们。
That we would speak the truth in love to one another in order to build your kingdom.
我们能够彼此诚心相待，来建立主你的国度。
And that we would truly be transformed together for your glory.
我们能够把这教会能够转变过来，因为主你的国度的原因。
May we stay humble.And pliable and able to serve you well.
我们能够以谦卑也能够全心摆上的心态来侍奉你。
And we look forward to what you will do in and through us for your kingdom and for your glory.
我们能够一起迈向主你的国度。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样同心的祷告是奉靠主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 我们请给他们热烈的掌声。之后我们请会众坐下。好，请那个放在桌上，谢谢，谢谢。OK， 接下来我们要请团契负责人来就职。请坐，弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated. We'll ask the small group leaders to come forward.
我们请团契的负责人到前面来。
Fellowship leaders, come forward, please.
看见他们脸上的充满笑容，跟充满了希望。
Can see that all the smiles on their faces full of hope.
转过去让大家看一看吧。
Turn around to the congregation.
你最美的笑容给他们。谢谢，请你们转过来。
Thank you. Please turn back.
我当然要问我们几个问题，请你们诚心来回答。
Ask a few questions. Ask you to answer.
你们信上帝是全能的父，又信耶稣基督是上帝的独生子，并且信圣灵吗
？Do you believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes. 你们要领受团契负责人的职分，你们是否确信这是来自上帝的呼召
？Do you wish to receive this fellowship group leader ministry? Do you believe that this is God's calling?
Yes.
你们担任南荣华人基督教会团契负责人，是否愿意忠诚尽职，协助牧师来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会
？Are you willing to be the fellowship group leader of the Chinese Community Church of South Bay to be loyal and diligent to assist the pastors and glorify God and to sorry serve this church? Are you willing to do so?
Yes.
你们要担任南荣华人基督教会的团契负责人，你们是否愿意坚信并遵守圣经的教导，按照教会信条、教会章程，活出教会信仰公约来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会
？Are you in firm agreement with and pledge to the teaching of the Bible, uphold the statement of faith, church bylaw, and the church covenant of CCCSB?
Yes.
耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯他是主。凡有关教会的事物，要依靠他来处理。你们是否愿意如此遵行？
Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We rely on him to manage the affair of the church. Are you willing to do so?
Yes. 好，他们都愿意的。
Now they are willing.
那我们现在要请各位签名在你的那个certificate， 不是在那个，是这个，对，是这个，不是，你们是比较漂亮的，是红色的。就每个人都每一个人一份，对，上面都写上你的英文跟中文名字，对，
写你的名字。
我的部分我已经写好了。
英文写这里，中文写这里。
对，没错。好，你们要拿着，然后你面对会众来念你们刚刚所 sign 的，用你的熟悉的语言来念。
Go ahead and take it and read whatever language you prefer to the congregation what you have signed.
请。好，我们现在要请我们的会众来做，请会众站起来。
Ask the congregation to stand, please.
这个可能不在上面，但是我这边来念，就是我们南方华人基督教会的会员是否愿意接受上帝借着我们所选出来这些团契负责人，在耶稣基督里来带领我们
？Do we, the member of CCSB, accept them as fellowship leaders chosen by God through the voice of this congregation to lead us？
我们是否愿意鼓励他们、尊重他们的决定，并在侍奉耶稣基督教的头的事上遵循他们的带领
？Do we agree to encourage them to respect their decision and to follow them as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is the head of the church？
好，现在我来来念一下这个很重要的这个教会的这些弟兄姐妹所要说的信徒的立约。靠着主耶稣基督的恩典，我愿意顺服主的安排，接受团契负责人的职分，并经常为他们祷告。
By the grace of our Lord Jesus, I promise I will obey the Lord by accepting His appointment of these people to be our small group leader and pray for them regularly.
遵照圣经的话，在主里支持主的仆人们与他们配搭合作，兴旺福音，建立教会。
Support the servants of the Lord in accordance with the teaching of the Scripture, and work closely with them to advance the cause of the gospel and the church.
我们现在请 Pastor Jay 来带他们做个祷告。
Ask Pastor Jay to pray for them.
All right, let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we lift up this group of men and women as our fellowship group leaders for this year.
天父，我们把这群弟兄姐妹提出来，仰望在你手中，是我们的小组组长。
Father, I pray that you would give them a shepherd's heart as they serve and lead.
求你给他们牧养的心来侍奉您。
Give them the wisdom to be able to share and teach your word.
给他们智慧，他们能够分享跟教导您的话语。
Give them the tenderness to see the needs of the fellowship groups as you have entrusted them. Give them the strength that they need to carry their groups when the time comes, if needed. Give them the ability to bring healing to relationships, Father, as they continue to serve and to shepherd their groups.
有能力来够医治这个破裂的关系，那我们继续的来带领各个小组。
Lord, I pray that they would be conduits of your love and your grace to our congregation this year.
望他们能够传达您的爱跟您的恩典。
Father, may they serve in a way that continues to build individuals as well as build the community that they have been entrusted to lead.
And
together, Father, we would be changed and transformed into Christ-likeness. We thank you for their willingness and their faithfulness to serve.May we faithfully lift them in prayer before you. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
请他们给，请我们给他们热烈的掌声。好，会众请坐，也请执事们啊，请回。
And you can go back to your seat.
我们欢迎一下好不好？今天是我们第一次聚会。
Worship of the year, let's all welcome one another.
Yeah, 右手有没有新来的？有新来的，我们先介绍一下新朋友。
Any newcomer on our right hand side here for the first time?
左边呢？
Anyone on our left hand side here for the first time?
难得有中英文大家团聚，我们大家来彼此问安好吗
？Let's all greet one another at the joint service. 您好，您好，
请大哥，
你的凤梨酥被我们吃掉了。
呀，我是请他给你吃。
他说他下次再带给你。欢迎您回来。您好，身体健康，新年快乐。哎，
平安，
平安，平安，身体健康，身体新年快乐。新年快乐，新年快乐。大家都好。
主播，新年好，愿神祝福您。
新年快乐，新年快乐。
大家。
谢谢，帮忙祷告。你好，愿神祝福你们。新年好，帮我们祷告。新年好，帮我们祷告。
新年好，欢迎。
新年好，
新年
帮我们祷告。
祝您好，新年快乐，身体健康。
新年好，新年好。
Where's my chair?
May 神祝福我们整个一年，就像今天一样这么和睦。
May God bless us the whole year, just like today, with a unity and harmony.
下面有一些报告事项，我们尽量从简。
Please take a look at your announcement. We have a few announcements here.
第二点，欢迎大家一起来敬拜神。今日成人装备训练将暂停，提早午餐，请大家留下来跟我们大家一起分享。
Item number two, welcome all to join us for worship this morning. Lunch will be served following the worship service in the fellowship hall. There will be no equipping classes today.
第三点跟第四点麻烦你们大家自己看，我们刚刚就不再唠叨了，我们大家刚刚都已经站在前面过了。
Please take a look at item number three and number four by yourself. We have listed all the names of the leaders and co-workers.
我麻烦大家在这一年当中帮所有的同工们祷告，我们很需要大家的祷告。
We ask you to please remember all these co-workers in your prayer.
第五点。2019年第一次的牧职会将是今天下午1:30在106、107的教室召开，麻烦弟兄姐妹在祷告里面纪念我们。
Item number five, the first board meeting will be this afternoon, 1:30, room 106 and 107. Please also remember us in your prayer.
第六点，周三晚上中英文的联合祈祷会还是一样继续持续，1月9号晚上8点在教会举行。
The joint Wednesday night prayer meeting will be led by Reverend Mao on January 9th at 8 p.m. at church.
如果你们没有来过，欢迎你们来参加。这个新的一年开始养成一个新的好习惯。
If you have not been joining us, you're more than welcome to join us in prayer meeting. We're a great habit to start in 2019.
所有的事工都从祷告开始。
All the ministry start with prayer.
一个人祷告不够，大家一起来祷告比较有力。
Praying by yourself is not enough. Please come join us to pray together.
第七点，青年组查经聚会，1月9号晚上恢复聚会，每周三的晚上7点在教会的大堂举行。
Number 7, Young Adult Bible Study Group will resume meeting on January 9th, Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Church Sanctuary.
第八点，比较注意要家长麻烦注意一下，周五晚上的青少年和儿童团契是1月11号，本周五晚上7:30开始。恢复聚会。
Item number 8, attention of parents, Friday night youth and children's program will resume January 11, this Friday night at 7:30.
第九点，为了让各团契及弟兄姐妹了解2019年的教会事工，请大家多多参考2019年教会事工的年历，可以向招待员索取。
Extra copies of 2019 church event calendar available at the counter. Please use them for your reference.
第十点，青少年冬令营将于3月1号到3号周末在 Camp Pondo 举行。有意参加的人，请向 Pastor J 查询。
Item number 10, a youth winter camp at Camp Pondo will be from March 1st to March 3rd. 2019, please contact Pastor J.
第十一点，我们再不报告，你们自己看一下。我们今年有好多书籍，我们需要团契用，或是你自己私下研究。需要书的，麻烦你们跟毛牧师联络。
1911, as far as study materials, please contact Reverend Mao.
我们下面用奉献来敬拜我们的神。
Okay, we'll continue our worship with offering.
多加一样报告，对不起。
Sorry, one more announcement.
下个主日英文堂主日崇拜上午是11:30开始，是由 Pastor J 讲。
Remind all the English congregation, next Sunday, worship will start at 11:30. Pastor J will be our speaker.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
赐给我们的天父
Heavenly Father, Merciful Lord.
谢谢你，你赐我们生命气息，你也赐我们一个属灵的家。
We thank you for giving us life and giving us family.
今天在这个新年的第一次聚会，我们特别献上感谢。
In this New Year's, we want to give you thanks.
谢谢你今天赐给我们一群甘心乐意在你的圣殿事工里面愿意摆上的弟兄姐妹。
Thank you for giving us a group of co-workers that we can all work together in this new year.
我们也求神，你看到弟兄姐妹大家愿意站出来，很多没有站出来的，也求神你感动他们，愿意将他们的身心灵摆在你的坛上，为你所用。
Besides those who stand forward, we also want to encourage those who did not to continue to offer themselves to you and to serve you.
也求神你特别的祝福我们这些甘心乐意摆上的，求神你给我们活泼的生命，可以来。为你的事工参与。
For those who are willing to step forward to serve you, Lord, we ask you to give us life, a spiritual life, to continue to serve you.
我们知道很多时候，我们除了我们的这个时间和我们的这个精神摆在这边，我们还需要金钱来推动您的事工。
We want to serve you with our time and our strength, and also with our finance.
我们感谢神，你让我们有这个奉献的能力。
We thank you for giving us the ability to tithe.
也求神你喜悦我们在你面前摆上的身心、时间和金钱。
May be pleased by our offerings.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在今天讲道当中，我们要分享的是在转型中同苦同荣同乐。
Today we want to share a message: Transform together in suffering, honoring, and rejoicing.
很重要的是，这个是我们2019年、2020年的教会的主题。
This is a theme for our church for 2019 and 2020.
也许这样的一种主题，但对我们来讲有点沉重。
Maybe this is like a heavy subject for a theme.
但有一件事情是同苦。
The first thing we need to talk about is suffering together.
然后是同荣。
Then we're honoring together.
然后是同乐。
Then we can rejoice together.
啊，特别是今天是2019年的第一个主日，你已经准备好要迈进新的一年了吗？
Today is the first Sunday of 2019. Have you prepared yourself for this new year?
不管2018年我们过得怎样。
Regardless how we went through 2018.
在信望爱里，我们都领受了神满满的恩典。
In faith,hope and in love with experience God's grace.
在过去这一年当中，为了庆祝40周年，我们大家经历了最忙的一年。
In this past year, as we celebrate our 40th anniversary, we experienced a very, very busy year.
感谢大家，也感谢主的奇妙带领。
We want to thank everybody and also thank God's leadership.
2019年摆在我们前面的是一条陌生的、未曾走过的道路。
2019 in front of us is unfamiliar roads that's not been touched.
我们仍然会面对磨练和挑战。
We still will face trials and challenges.
过去我们曾经历了痛苦和生离死别。
In the past, we experienced some suffering. We experienced some life and death issues.
但我们认识了神是我们唯一的盼望。
But we know that God is our only hope.
耶稣基督是世界的光，圣灵是我们的帮助跟扶持。
Jesus is the light of the world, and our Holy Spirit is our help.
我们当怎样活出光彩亮丽的2019年？
So how can we live out a very brilliant 2019?
那个关键在于我们和三位一体的神建立怎样的关系？
The key is in our relationship with this triune God.
我们要怎样与神共舞？
How do we dance with God together?
怎样在神的节奏中让他带领我们前进、回转、跳跃？
In his rhythm, let him to lead us to move forward, to turn and to jump.
在新的一年，愿我们的主耶稣基督点亮我们的心灵。
In this new year,May our Lord Jesus lighten up our new year.
点亮我们的人生。
Lighten up our life.
也点亮我们的家庭。
And light up our family.
更点亮我们 CCCSB.
And light up our church CCCSB.
在今年年初，我读到几句话要跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
Ramal read a few points we'd like to share with everyone.
对一般人来说，学历是铜牌，能力是银牌。
For most people, education is bronze medal, ability is silver medal.
人脉是金牌，思维是王牌。
Who you know is a gold medal, but your thinking is a trump card.
但是对我们基督徒来说，
but for Christians,
温柔是铜牌。
Gentleness is your bronze medal.
怜悯是银牌。
Mercy is your silver.
智慧是金牌。
Wisdom is a gold medal.
唯有敬畏主是王牌。
Fear the Lord is a trump card.
成功的人不是赢在起点。
A successful person does not win in the starting point.
而是赢在生命的转折点。
A win in the turning point in life.
因为那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
Those who are behind will become first when the first will be behind.
而这不是前后的问题。
It's not just an issue of priority.
是遗嘱有没有失联的问题。
The issue is, are you connected with the Lord?
我们的钱有几种。
Money has several categories.
你自己花掉的是钱，是财产。
The money that you spend is your possession.
你没有花掉的是一张纸。
The money you did not expend, it just become paper.
是遗产。
Someone else's inheritance.
唯有你为神国十一奉献的钱是天上的财宝。
But your tithe for the kingdom of God is treasure in heaven.
谁积攒天上的财宝多，谁就是永恒生命的赢家。
Who has more treasure in heaven is the eternal life winner.
真的怎样做人很重要。
It's very important what kind of person you want to be.
把脾气拿出来，那叫本能。
To use your temper, that is your instinct.
把脾气压下去，那叫本事。
To control your temper, that's your ability.
撒旦是要基督徒长本能。
Satan wants us just to keep using our instinct.
那耶稣基督要我们多长点本事。
Our Lord Jesus wants us to have more ability.
本能的服事是血气。
If just serving with your instinct, that's just flesh and blood.
本事的服事是谦卑尊主为大。
But to serve with ability, it's humility and to fear the Lord.
2019年，你想成为一个怎样的人
？2019, what kind of person you want to be?
简单的事重复做，你就是专家。
A simple thing, if you repeatedly keep doing, you become an expert.
比如每天读经跟祷告。
Like every day, you can read the Bible, you can pray.
那么重复的事，你用心做，你就是赢家。
But the routine thing, if you do it diligently, you can become a winner.
比如生活、工作跟学习。
Like in your life, in work, and in learning.
重复做可以使你熟能生巧。
Repeat to do certain things will give you the ability to make perfect.
而向着标杆用心去做。
To continue to diligently to go toward your goal.
你会得上帝在基督耶稣里给你的奖赏。
You will receive the prize that our Lord Jesus has for you.
今年年初我也读到几节经文跟大家分享。
Today, I just want to share a few passages with everyone.
第一处是在腓立比书三章十三十四节。
Philippians 3:13.
那你说忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑。
The one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
所以背后的要忘记前面的要努力标杆要直跑。
To forget what is behind and then to move forward to ahead.
生命记十一章十一节说你们要过去得为业的那地方是有山有谷雨水滋润之地是耶和华你上帝所眷顾的从岁首到年终耶和华你上帝的眼目时常看顾那地
In Deuteronomy 11:11 But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys and drinks rain from heaven It is a land the Lord your Godcares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
这是神应许给我们2019年丰丰富富的一年，我们感谢主。
This is God's promise for us in this new year. It's an abundant year. We want to thank the Lord.
在《生命记》三十三章第二十五节，圣经说：“你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。”
Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 25 says, "Your strength will equal to your days."
与神连结，你将领受每一个日子所需要的力量。
If you're connected with God, then you'll receive your strength needed for every day.
最后，在诗篇九十篇第十二节说：“求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。”
Psalm 90:12 says, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom."
在转型中，同苦同乐同乐同荣。是我们这两年的主题。
To transform together in suffering, honoring, and rejoicing is the theme of the next 2 years.
CCCSB 经过四十年了。
Our church has experienced the last 40 years.
未来是一个新的转型。
The future is a new turning point.
那么在新的转型过程当中，一定有很多意想不到的拦阻跟冲突。
In the process, we'll encounter lots of conflict and maybe barriers.
也有很多新的挑战和必须克服的问题。
New challenges and new problems.
就像现实与期待落差的失落感。
Just like the loss between reality and your expectation.
但是我们的神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
在新的转型过程中，我们也会感到兴奋跟期待。
In this process of transformation, we also experience excitement or expectation.
未来对我们 CCCSB 来说是一个同苦同荣同乐的转型过程。
In the future, this is a process of transforming together in suffering, honoring, and rejoicing.
但我们不用担心太多。
But we don't need to worry too much.
因为不是一个人。
We're just doing by yourself.
是一个属灵的群体。
We are a spiritual group.
不是靠我们成事。
We do not rely on ourselves.
是靠神的大能大力。
We rely on the power of God.
什么时候我们学会穿上上帝所赐的全副军装，我们什么时候就能在痛苦中克服难关。
When we put on the armor of God, then we can learn to overcome the suffering and difficulties.
我们什么时候有团契人格意识，就是从雅各真正变成以色列，然后以色列又能顾念雅各的难处，愿意同苦同荣同乐，我们的转型才算真正的开始。
Put on the corporate personality, then we'll transform from Jacob into Israel. Then the Israel can also understand the difficulty of being Jacob. Then we can share our suffering and honoring and our rejoicing together.
而雅各所代表的是我们的老我。
Jacob represents our old self.
而以色列是更新的我，跟也是让圣灵居所位的我。
Israel represents the new self, is renewed and also have the Holy Spirit.
我们不能在老我当中再打滚了。
We cannot continue to live in our old self.
也不能一直留在老我的生命当中。
We cannot stay in the old self.
我们要提升。
We want to be elevated.
我们要长大。
We want to grow.
我们要更新。
We want to be renewed.
我们要让圣灵居所位来过我们的生活。
We want the Holy Spirit to lead us to a new life.
我们今年才有盼望。
Then we have hope for the year.
我们一起来看我们今天所要看的经文。
Take a look at our passage today.
是哥林多前书十二章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter
12. 我们先一起用中文来念。
Read it once in Chinese first.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
First Corinthians chapter 12:26. Let's read it together. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
在专心中同苦。
Transform together in suffering.
我们知道同苦是一件苦的差事。
It's difficult to share suffering together.
因为同乐容易，同苦难呐。
It's easy to share happiness, but it's hard to share suffering.
但同苦是认同，是将心比心。
But this is empathy, is to understand other people's heart.
这是意念相同，爱心相同。
Then you have the same thinking, the same love.
这是你跟我不分的一种状态。
Don't separate between you and me.
这也是主的门徒必修的心灵课程。
It's a required spiritual lesson for all disciples.
而这不但是在知识上的认识，
It's not just a head knowledge.
更是实际生活上的操练跟展现。
But actually, it's a demonstration and discipline in real life.
我们在痛苦的事上做得怎样，耶稣基督会借着圣灵来认证跟印证。
How do we share our suffering together? Jesus will through the Holy Spirit to confirm us.
使徒保罗在痛苦的事上这样说。
Apostle Paul talk about this in Philippians.
在腓立比书三章十节，我们一起念中文跟十节跟十一节，然后念英文来。
Philippians 3:10-11.
晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Let's read it together. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection.Participate in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attending to the resurrection from the dead.
使徒保罗在这里讲到说，使我认识基督。
So I can know Jesus.
不是知道基督。
Not just knowing in your head.
你知道这个认识跟知道是不一样的。
There's a difference between how you know them.
知道非常表面。
If you have a superficial knowing,
认识是非常深的。
We can truly know them deeply.
所以保罗他心中有个期待，使我能够认识基督。
So Paul here says, I really want to truly know Christ.
真的期望我们2019年，我们使我能够认识基督。这不单单是保罗的期待跟祷告，也是我们每一个人的祷告跟期待。
And it's not only be Apostle Paul's expectation, but also every single one of us in 2019 to truly know Christ.
不但是认识基督，而是晓得他复活的大能。
And to know the power of his resurrection.
耶稣基督复活的大能来改变一切。
The power of resurrection can change everything.
耶稣基督复活的大能是我们能够称义。
So we can be called righteous.
耶稣复活的大能来改变我们的老我。
We can change our old self.
而且他说，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
To actually participate in his suffering.
在他的受苦当中来效法他是怎么样死的。
To becoming like him in his death.
我们经常会忘记耶稣基督是怎么受苦、怎么死的。
We often forget about Jesus suffering in his death.
但是使徒保罗不断在提醒他自己。
Apostle Paul continued to remind himself.
晓得和他一同受苦。
Truly know his suffering.
在保罗生命当中，他有多少时候、多少次，他是晓得跟主一同受苦的。
Apostle Paul's life, many times he also suffered as like Christ.
为什么使徒保罗要跟基督一同受苦？
Why did Apostle Paul want to participate in Christ's suffering?
因为借着这样，他才能效法他的死。
Through that, he became like him in his death.
我们都避免谈到苦，避免谈到死。
We often don't like to talk about suffering or death.
因为不希望我们的生命当中充满很多的苦，充满很多的死。
because our life is already filled with suffering and death.
但是在基督教的真理当中
But in the truth of Christianity,
如果没有受苦，如果不也没有效法耶稣基督的死，我们就没有办法在他的复活上来跟他同荣同乐。
Without participating in his suffering and his death, then we cannot also rejoice in his resurrection together.
他保罗用非常客气的话说，或者我也得以从死里复活。
And here it says, somehow attaining to a resurrection.
就算他跟主，他认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且和他一同受苦，也效法他的死，他都很谦卑的说，也许。或者我也得以从死里复活。
Apostle Paul here said, "I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participate in suffering and become like Him in His death." And so, somehow, in His humility, says somehow to obtain to the resurrection from the dead.
因为他有一个期待。
Because he has an expectation.
就是下面这句话。
The next verse.
我们先一起来练中文。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have been united with him in death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in the resurrection like this.
如果你一生最宝贵的时间因为司法误判，使你蒙受冤屈，被关了27年。
If your most precious time in your life, because of judicial error, you were put in prison for 27 years.
你会怎么看待这件事情？
How would you look at it?
你还会说神是信使的吗？
Do you still say God is faithful?
巴尔的摩市的一个克雷顿斯谢普利，27年前因为一级谋杀被丢进大牢。
In Baltimore, there's a gentleman called Clarence Shipley. 27 years ago, because of first-degree murder, he was put in prison.
那么重点是人根本不是他杀的。
But the fact is that he did not commit the murder.
当真相大白，谢普利重获自由的时候
，When the truth was revealed and he received his freedom,
他已经47岁了。
He was 47 years old.
也就是他在20岁的时候，他被告，然后被丢进大牢27年。
Was put in prison at age 20 and was in prison for 27 years.
在两个多礼拜以前，在2018年12月18日是他被释放的日子。
He was released about 2 weeks ago, December 18, 2018.
媒体为这个乌龙案争相采访，问他有什么感受。
Well, the media was very interested and asked him about what he thought.
我不晓得当这个问题你被问到的时候，你要怎么回答
？So if people ask you this question, how would you answer?
但谢普利他眼眶微微的泛红，他说：“我原谅他们，我原谅他们。
”But Mr. Shipley, with a tearful eye, says, "I forgive them. I forgive them."
任何时候，上帝都是美好的。
God is good all the time.
即使因着一场冤狱入狱27年，失去生活、孩子、家庭、事业。
Because of the judicial error, he lost 27 years. He lost his life, his chance of family and kids and his career.
你仍然会相信上帝是善的吗
？Do you still believe God is good?
谢普利相信。
Mr. Shipley does.
尽管谢普利在初一已经变成一位大叔了。
Even now he'sIn his middle age,
是什么原因让他撑过27年
？What's the reason to sustain him for 27 years?
谢普利他说自己尽量保持乐观。
He says try to be optimistic.
多和正面的人在一起。
To associate with people who are positive.
而最重要的是，我继续相信上帝。
But most importantly, continue to believe in God.
他也说，尽管自己是真的失去很多。
Yes, he said he had lost much.
但上帝是良善的。
But God is good.
谢普利他一直强调这一点。
He kept emphasizing this point.
所以他说我原谅他们。
I forgive them.
有时候我们讲到耶稣基督在十字架上所说的七句话的第一句话，他说父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
When Jesus was on the cross, the first thing he said was forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they're doing.
我们都感觉到那句话是多么的崇高。
It's such a high standard.
我们多么难以做到那样的一种心态。
We think that we cannot accomplish that same level.
好像全世界只有耶稣基督能做得到而已。
That only Jesus could have done that.
我们给他一个理由。
We gave him a reason.
因为他是上帝的儿子。
Because he's son of God.
所以他必须要做到。
So he had to do it.
但是 谢普利他不是耶稣基督。
But here, Mr. Shipley is not Jesus.
他是跟我们一样，一个非常平凡的人。
He's just like us, an ordinary man.
有媒体问谢普利出以后要做什么事情。
The media asked him, "What are you going to do after you're released from prison?"
他想都没有想，就说我要做上帝的工作。
I want to do God's work.
不管上帝要我做什么，那就是我最想要做的事情。
Whatever God wants me to do, that's what I want to do.
哦，读到那个这里的时候，我心中有一点感想。
So Reverend Mao has this thought in his heart.
我相信谢普利将来必定是一位很杰出、很百上的传道人。
Believe that Mr. Shipley will become an outstanding and very dedicated pastor.
我也相信上帝会大大的使用他的生命。
Believe that God will use him.
因为二十七年的苦没有把他击倒。
The 27 years suffering did not overcome him.
还有什么是他不能做的
？There's nothing he cannot do.
还有什么是他不能忍受的
？There's nothing he cannot sustain.
我喜欢哲学家尼采曾经说过的话。
The philosopher Nietzsche said one thing.
他说：“当人知道为何，必能忍受任何。”
He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how.
我讲就是，这是在痛苦当中，如果我们真的是很羡慕耶稣基督，他所带给我们的福分，我们愿意跟他同苦。
In suffering, we are envious of Jesus, and we are willing to suffer with him together.
如果我们很爱 CCCSB， 我们很希望也能够跟这个教会一同苦。
If we love CCCSB, then we also will be willing to suffer together with CCCSB.
不管教会发生什么，我们都愿意站在我们在神的面前所立下的约定。
Regardless what happens in the church, we're willing to be committed to our covenant with God.
愿意在这个地方一起成长。
Willing to grow together here in our church.
第二点我们要想是在基督里的同荣。
The second point is to transform together in honoring.
同荣总是在痛苦之后。
Honoring comes after suffering.
同荣永远不会在前面。
You do not get honor first.
同荣永远在痛苦之后。
Honoring comes after suffering.
而且是紧接着来的。
So、right after.
这是上帝赐福的一个原则。
It's the principle of God's blessing.
以色列建国七十年的过去、现在、未来，说明了同苦、同荣、同乐在转型过程当中的属灵意义。
Israel has been established for 70 years now, and then from his past, now, and future, can explain the suffering, honoring, and rejoicing together.
就像我们刚刚所说的，同荣是从同苦而来。
Honoring together come from suffering together.
如果没有同苦过，何来同荣呢？
If you do not suffer together, how can you be honored together?
在哥罗西书第二章的第九节这样告诉我们。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
我们一起念中文的。
Let's read together.
因为上帝本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority.
我来分享一个人，他怎么样在痛苦跟痛荣当中与神同行。
I want to share about a person how he walked with God in suffering and in honoring.
那就是潘霍华。
The Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
这位反抗纳粹德国的神学家，身兼牧师与作家。
He's a German theologian. He's anti-Nazi, and he was a pastor and a writer.
因反抗希特勒对犹太人的暴行而被判绞刑身亡。
He was against Hitler's treatment to the Jewish people, and he was sentenced to death.
在他为主殉道七十多年后的今天。
He has passed away over 70 years ago.
他依旧是近代基督教历史上的一位非常杰出的人物。
He continued to be an outstanding person in our Christian history.
而且是二十世纪最卓越的基督教思想家之一。
One of the most excellent Christian thinkers in the 20th century.
潘霍华牧师虽然落入纳粹手中，英年早逝。
Bonhoeffer, even though he suffered. Under Nazi's rule and passed away early.
但他留下来的著作和他的影响力却不曾中断，而且与日俱增。
But through his writing, he continued to influence us and influence today.
就像我们刚刚说的，潘霍华他留给后世丰富的信仰遗产。
Bonhoeffer had given us a very abundant inheritance in faith.
他的思想对现今基督徒依然持续带来许多的注意。
His thinking continues to help about our Christian thinking today.
能够帮助我们塑造更美与健全的人格。
Help us to build a healthier and better life.
而且并能带给我们在信仰上的突破。
Give us breakthrough in our faith.
以下四件事情是潘霍华透过信仰带给我们省思与影响，当然不只是这些而已。
We'll list just four things that how he had influenced our thinking.
第一件我们看到的是道德，什么是正确的事情。
One is ethic, what is right thing to do?
令许多基督徒感到挣扎的事情，可归纳为两个简单的问题。
A lot of things that bothers Christians can truly be simplified into two questions.
究竟什么是正确的事情
？What is the right thing to do?
什么是错误的事情
？What is the wrong thing to do?
当面临抉择的时候，他们常会质问。
When you face these choices, you often ask yourself,
这样做到底是对还是错
？I do this. Is this right or is this wrong?
我想这样的问题经常困扰我们。
Continue to have struggled with some of these issues.
好像你也能这么做。
I can do it this way.
好像也能这么做。
Or I can do it that way.
就是在这种两难之间，在做抉择的时候，到底什么是正确的事情
？But we're trying to make a decision. Which one is the correct one?
我想这是潘霍华牧师非常关注的事情。
This is something that Bonhoeffer was very interested in.
尽管我们所面临的许多的抉择都是简单的是非黑白之分。
In our decision, often is black and white.
但在信仰生活上，仍会出现不少灰色地带。
But in faith, often we may encounter some area of grayness.
潘霍华在他的著作《道德论》当中，他将对和错这个问题拉回到另一个问题里面。
Bonhoeffer, in his book Ethics, bring the right or wrong question back to the original meaning of what is God's will.
对，什么是上帝的旨意
？What is God's will?
我不晓得你怎么是思考这个问题。
I don't know how you think about this.
在对跟错当中，你怎么来看上帝的旨意是什么
？Between right and wrong, how do you see God's will?
所以在上帝的旨意当中，你就能分辨是对还是错。
In God's will help you to decide what is right and what is wrong.
如果没有上帝的旨意在上面掌权的话，你不知道对跟错。
If you take out God in the equation, then you don't know what is right, what is wrong.
所以潘霍华把对跟错的问题拉回到什么是上帝的旨意的范畴当中来理解。
So Bonhoeffer helps us to understand by taking the question of right and wrong into what is God's will.
所以他接着他问到：如果把上帝排除在外，人的良善和世界的美好还有什么意义
？If you take God out of the equation, then our goodness.And the wonderfulness of this world is meaningless.
我想那个时候每个人都做他认为对的事情。
Everyone like to do what they think is right.
就像你认为他所做的是错的。
You may think the other person did the wrong thing.
但这个错在那个人来看是对的。
But for that person, he may think that he's doing the right.
而你的对在他看是错的。
And what you think is right may be wrong for that person.
我们陷入那一种混乱当中。
It's created a lot of chaos.
所以什么是对跟错
？So what is right and what is wrong?
什么是上帝的旨意
？The question of what is God's will.
这些问题不断地敲击我们的心。
This question will continue to challenge our heart.
第二点是讲到廉价恩典，何谓真正的基督徒
？The second question is talking about cheap grace. What is a true Christian?
献身、呼召或举手决志等福音行动是基督教界常见的布道方式。
Evangelical meeting, we often see people raise their hand to respond to a calling.
然而，我们同时也该知道，委身跟随耶稣基督，也就是每日向着老我死。
If we know that as we commit to Christ, then every day we need to make sure our old self is dead.
每一天向着老我死，这不是仅仅是举手的问题而已。
Every day you are dead to your old self. This is not just raising your hand.
当你强调誓言胜过活出真实悔改的生命，这个是现代基督教所面对的试探。
Today we face a challenge that people are willing to say and swear by a certain thing yet unable to live out a repentant life.
很多人喜欢在教会当中强调人数。
A lot of people in church like to count heads.
有多少人受洗？有多少人信主？
How many people are baptized? How many people accepted the Lord?
有些仅仅是举手的问题。
Sometimes it's just a question of raising.
当然，更重要的是喂养。
Most importantly, you want to nurture these people.
盼望我的民族说跟随基督做门徒的代价，谈到廉价恩典与重价的分恩典的分别。
Bonhoeffer's writing, The Cost of Discipleship, talk about the issue of cheap grace and costly grace.
廉价恩典是一套教条理论。
Cheap grace is just a legalistic theory.
他在传讲一个饶恕的信息，却没有真实悔改的生命。
Talk about a message of forgiveness, but truly did not have a repentant life.
今日许多的信徒只要廉价的恩典。
A lot of Christians today, they only want this cheap grace.
却不肯为爱主来付上代价。
Not willing to pay the cost.
而重价恩典呼召我们背起十字架来跟随耶稣基督。
But the costly grace called us to take up a cross to follow Jesus.
因为这个恩典是神付出了他儿子的生命，我们是被从重价买赎回来的。
Because this grace is because his son paid the ultimate price. We were bought in a heavy price.
我们当舍己付上代价来追随基督做真实的门徒。
When you deny ourselves and pay the price to follow Jesus to become a true disciple.
所以潘华说一句话。
But Bonhoeffer said,
他说当基督呼召一个人就是呼召他来为他死。
When Jesus called a person, he's calling that person to die for Christ.
我们是否勇于向这顽固的世代传扬真实悔改的福音。
Are we brave enough to preach the true gospel message to this world?
第三个是群体如何建立真实的团契。
Number three is talking about life together.
那也许《团契生活》这本书是潘霍华留给教会最宝贵的资产。
This book, Life Together, is probably the most precious thing that Bonhoeffer left for us.
但是很多人却遗忘了这本书是如何形成的。
But many people forgot how this book was formed.
这本书透过潘霍华对基督群体这个主题的深入了解，不仅仅强调群体的重要性。
This book not just focus on the importance of fellowship, life together.
更强调付代价是兼顾团契生活的关键。
Well, the most important talking about paying the price is the most important thing to sustain this fellowship life.
我相信我们所有的执事们以及所有的团契负责人都能深深的体验到这一点。
All the deacons and fellowship leaders can truly understand this.
纳粹时期，潘霍华在芬根瓦组织并带领一所地下神学院。
And under Nazi rule, Bonhoeffer in Fingenwald organized an underground seminary.
训练传道人过着新式修道主义的生活。
To train the pastors and also to train them with doctrinal.
当他在回复神学家巴特的信中表示。
His letter to a theologian Bart.
神学事工和真实的牧养团契之成长，唯独建立在被神话语全然管理的生命中。
The seminary work and also fellowship life, in order to grow, you have to build in God's word and under His control.
以及固定的祷告生活上。
And also constant prayer in your lives.
他强调纪律与群体的金钱操练的重要性。
Focus the importance of discipline and also the commitment in the group.
所以教会群体的生活是教会界最看重的价值之一。
So the church fellowship life is one of the most important value.
然而在这本书当中一个非常深层非常深刻的反省。
Yet in this book it truly meditate on this concept.
我们在渴望群体的同时。
We want to belong to a group.
我们却经常来忽略了一个事实。
We've forgotten the truth.
建立群体生活需要付代价的。
To build a true fellowship together you need to pay a price.
然而教会中不少人常想要换教会。
In the church, often people will think, "Well, I just change another church."
想在新的教会寻求群体生活。
Want to find a good fellowship in a new church.
但可惜的是，他们依旧不懂得何谓委身。
But too bad they still do not understand the meaning of commitment.
他们持续过着缺乏委身、经常变动的教会生活。
Without commitment, you're constantly changing your church.
事实上，真实的群体唯独来自彼此相互的委身。
True fellowship can only come from your commitment toward one another.
是我们在一起才有办法来做成我们要做的事情。
So we can accomplish what we want to do together.
一旦我们分开了
，Once we're separated,
我们有再大的理想都完成不了。
Even though a high goal, we cannot accomplish it.
所以只有当我们真的在一起的时候，我们才能做成我们想要做的事情。
Only when we are together, we can accomplish things that we want to do.
最后一点，他讲到永恒最后的名言。
Lastly, talk about eternity.
在1945年10月9日，在盟军在解放集中营前夕，他被处绞刑。
In 1945, April 9th, just the night before the concentration camp was to release, Bonhoeffer was hanged.
那时候他就39岁。
He was only 39 years old.
据说他在走向刑场，向他的监狱的朋友告别的时候，他留下他的临终遗言。
When he was walking toward the place he was going to be hanged, he told his friends.
他说这是尽头了。
This is the end.
但对我来说，却是生命的开始。
Yet to me, this is the beginning of life.
这样的说法格外显明他深深认识永恒的真谛。
This illustrates his truly understand the meaning of eternity.
而这也是他几乎用一生去审视和追寻的。
And this is what he used his whole life to go after.
最后我们要讲到在专心中同乐。
Lastly, we talk about transform together in rejoicing.
那这个就是我们在讲到同乐时，我们就想到罗马书第十二章十五节到十六节的话。
About Romans 12:15-16.
我们一起来念中文。
Let's read together.
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不要自己高大，倒要负就谦卑的人，不要自以为聪明。
Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live with harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
在这一点的上面，我们要一同来想到一个父亲的呼吁。
Here we want to share the story of the calling of the father.
那这个父亲的呼吁是有关怎么在一起同乐的问题。
To talk about the issue of how do you rejoice together?
怎么在家庭的转型当中能同乐？
That in our family we can rejoice together.
我们知道在路加福音十五章当中记载了三个耶稣的三个比喻。
You know, in Gospel Luke chapter 15, talk about three parables.
我们知道耶稣首先讲到一个妇人，她失落了一个银子。
You talk about a woman who lost a coin.
她失个，她少掉一个。
With 10 coin, he lost one.
她开始清理她的里面，要找到那个失落的一个银子。
Then he started looking for this lost coin.
当她找到的时候，她非常的快乐。
When he found it, he was very happy.
就是为了这么找到一个银子，她要大家来与他一同快乐。
Then he called all her friends and neighbors together to rejoice with her.
耶稣第二个比喻讲到有一个人，他有100只羊。
The second talk about a lost sheep.
然后他丢掉一只了。
You have 100 sheep and you lost one.
这个牧羊人他做什么呢
？So what did the shepherd do?
他把这99只羊放在一个地方，然后他去寻找那一只失落的羊。
He left the 99 sheep in the open and then go look for that one lost sheep.
我们在看这件事情的时候，我们想说前面那个比喻是十分之一，后面这个是1/100。
So one parable talk about 1/10, and this is 1/100.
好像1/100的这一只羊好像不重要了。
So 1/100, this one sheep.
至少我还有99只羊。
I still have 99 sheep.
但是牧羊人不是这么想的。
But shepherds do not think this way.
最大一个悲伤的一个比喻是第三个比喻。
The third parable is very sad.
耶稣讲比喻是越讲越精彩。
This is a very interesting story.
越接近他所要阐述的核心真理。
Getting closer to the truth that he wanted to illustrate.
耶稣说有一个人，他有两个儿子。
This is one man who has 2 sons.
可是没想到这个比喻是从悲伤开始。
It started with a tragedy.
而也是以最更悲伤来结束。
And ended with another tragedy.
原来儿子他一个小儿子要分家产了。
The young son wanted his inheritance.
他要过自己的日子了。
He wanted to live by himself.
他要离开父亲。
He wanted to leave his father.
他要离开家。
He wanted to leave his home.
弟兄姐妹，这是个多么大的一个改变，对这个家庭来说。
This indeed is a great transformation in the family.
不是人数有多少的问题。
It's not how many people.
而是那一份亲情，那一份爱被割舍了。
You're dividing that love, that relationship.
可是等啊等。
Father was waiting for him.
后来小儿子终于回来了。
Finally, the young son came back.
父亲没去找他。
Father did not go look for him.
是他自己回来的。
He came back by himself.
而在他回来之前，父亲已经等了很久了。
But the father was waiting for him for a long time.
所以当小儿子回来的时候，父亲非常的高兴。
When he came back, the father was very happy.
就感觉好像这个家庭能够重新被建造起来。
This family can be built together again.
不需要在转型当中感到痛苦。
That we don't need to suffer anymore.
所以他就帮儿子穿鞋子、戴戒指、穿衣服。
So he was helping this young prodigal son put on new clothes, give him a ring and then new shoes.
让他恢复到儿子的身份。
So he can reconcile back to the position of a son.
但可悲的事情就在后边。
But the sad thing is,
这小儿子的哥哥 从外面工作回来还没有到家，就听到家庭当中叮叮当当那么快乐的气氛。
The older son in the field, when he was coming home, heard all the music and dancing.
哦，他就找了一个仆人来问说，到底我们家是发生了什么事情，大家这么快乐。
He called one of the servants and asked, "What's going on?"
哦，当他看到这个仆人跟他讲话的那种神情，那么愉快，那么庆贺的时候，他就想得很，到底发生什么事情？
The servant was very happy and very excited, and he was thinking, "What's happening?"
原来他的弟弟回来了。
Your brother has come.
哦，这个时候这个大哥的这个脸色都变了。
Then the oldest brother became very unhappy.
圣经没有告诉我们他是怎么想的。
The Bible did not really go into what he was thinking.
但他心中想的是他为什么要回来。
But he probably thinking that why did the younger brother have to come back?
他出去就出去了吧。
He should just leave.
他为什么要回来？
Why did he come back?
他是回来跟我争财产的吗？
Did he come back to get more inheritance?
所以他不想进去的。
He didn't want to go in.
后来这位父亲出来了。
The father came out and plead with him.
就跟他说你进来吧。
So, look, please come in.
但是大儿子怎么样？他生气了，他不肯进去。
But the older brother was angry, didn't want to go in.
所以父亲就一直劝他。
So, the father continued to call him in.
可他对他父亲说什么话？
But what did he tell his father?
他说我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
So I have served you for so many years, and you have never given me a lamb to share.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
But when this son of yours, who was squandered your property, was prostitutes came home, you killed a fattened calf for him.
你知道父亲听到这样的话，他心中有多委屈。
You know, a father when he heard this, how did he feel in his heart?
所以父亲就对他说，儿啊。你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
The father said, "My son, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours."
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活、死而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again.
重点就在中文圣经的“理当”这两个字。
And in the Chinese basic says that you should.
这个“理当”啊。是从一个角度来看是理当的
It's within reason
但是从另外一边来看或者不是理当
But from the other side, maybe it's not within his reason
为什么
Why?
因为自己心中已经没有这个家了
Because in his heart, there's no longer a family
心中没有这个家不再是理当了
In your family, there's no, in your heart, there's no family, so it's not
如果他的心中有这个家的话他不会离开的
If in your heart has this family, you will not leave the family.
他会带着喜乐的心情，快乐的笑容进去，跟他的家人一同快乐。
You will come in joyfully to celebrate together with your family.
圣经很奇妙。
The Bible is indeed very wonderful.
他并没有告诉我们最后这个大儿子有没有进去。
He didn't tell us what happened at the end. Did the older brother go in?
留给我们自己去想。
For us to think about.
你想他进去了。他就进去了。
If you think that he entered, then he did.
你想他没有进去，他还是没有进去。
If you think he did not, then he did not for you.
但是我要告诉你。
I want to tell you one thing.
你怎么想，不是重要的事情。
It's not important what you were thinking.
而是事实会自己讲话。
The fact will speak by itself.
我们希望他真的在那个时候没有进去。
But maybe he truly did not enter.
但是我希望他们后来进去的。
We hope that he truly did go in at the end.
因为耶稣讲这个比喻，讲到当时那些法利赛人。
Because Jesus talking about his parables, talking about the Pharisees.
他们不愿意接受耶稣基督。
They were not willing to accept Jesus.
他们不愿意跟基督徒、跟在信基督人在一起的欢乐。
They're not willing to rejoice together with other Christians.
我想这是成为他们的最后的教导。
That become their teaching for them.
我常在想，当有一天整个以色列能够从以色列人能够从雅各变成真正以色列的时候，耶稣基督就来了。
One day when the Israel people, when they go from the old self of Jacob become Israel, that Jesus will come again.
最后，我们来看一段圣经来做结束。
Last we'll conclude with one passage.
我们在练中文的。
Let's read together.
弟兄们，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。要得上帝在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brothers and sisters, but one thing I do, Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们一起同心来祷告。
Let's all pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
在2019年的开始
In the beginning of 2019,
我们用在转型中同苦同荣同乐为主题
We use transform together in suffering, honoring and rejoicing as our theme
因为你的教会在这个地方已经经过40年了
The church has experienced 40 years here
我们知道在未来的转型的过程当中我们必须面对同苦同荣同乐的过程
As we transform ourselves, we know we'll experience suffering, honoring and rejoicing together
而且我们知道痛苦会在前面
And we know that we must go through suffering first.
同荣同乐会在后边
Then we'll experience honoring and rejoicing.
主啊，我们只求你帮助我们
We ask you to help us.
让我们痛苦不要太久
That our suffering will not last too long.
于是我们可以很快来看见同荣同乐的喜悦
Very quickly we'll be able to honoring together and rejoicing together.
愿你自己掌权
May you set up your throne here.
你自己带领
May you continue to guide us.
不是我们能
It's not because we're able.
是你能
It's because you are able.
所以让我们看见我们从以前的、像摩西的生命一样说我能
Not like、as we look at the life of Moses, he said, I could.
可是当他到旷野之后他觉得我不能了
And after the wilderness, he realized he could not.
而就在他不能的时候神的呼召临到他了
He realized he could not. God's calling came to him.
然后在未来的四十年当中，他看见你能、神能的这个事实。
In the next 40 years, he's truly experienced God's able.
主要在过去四十年，我们或者我们都觉得我能。
In the past 40 years, maybe we think that we could do it in our own ability.
但是华人基督教会什么都能。
We think that CCSB can do everything.
但是经过四十年呢
？But after 40 years.
主我们发现我们不能。
We realize we cannot.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, please forgive us.
主啊，求你带领我们。
Please continue to guide us.
让我们在未来这四十年真正的看见神能这件事情。
The next 40 years to see that God is able.
让我们看见神的云柱跟火柱来带领我们。
Let's see your pillar of cloud and fire to guide us.
不管我们是要经过红海，或是过或亚玛力和亚玛力人征战。
Even though we may have to go through the Red Sea or we have to fight with the Amorites.
不过我们是 要经历、缺乏或富足。
We may experience lacking or we may experience abundance.
不过我们什么时候要我们是否要经过、约旦河。
Or we may have to cross the River Jordan.
我们求主你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们经历恩典的记号就在前面。
Let's experience your grace ahead of us.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Glory and praise be with you.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们请看下一张的图片。
The next slide, please.
再来。好，我们在这个我们来唱三力颂。
We'll sing doxology together.
天深深万夫之根地上生灵当赞主恩天上万军同赞主名赞美圣父圣主圣灵
Go in peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace from now on and forever. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. 请坐。